Do you know anything about dual sidewall design, whisper grooves, earth diggers, or three-peak mountain certification? The Discover Rugged Trek Tire from Cooper has all of that and more. The unique dual sidewall design looks great and gives drivers the options for wear. Whisper groove technology blocks air from whistling through the tire, keeping that road noise where it belongs, outside. And if you find yourself out mudding with your friends, the earth diggers are large scoops and blocks on the side of the tire that act like cogs in a gear to help you dig in the loose dirt, sand, and mud, giving you traction on the trail. All of this has earned the Rugged Trek a three-peak certification, confidence that it has the goods to back up the looks. All Cooper tires are backed by a limited warranty, a 45-day test drive warranty, and select products are backed by tread wear mileage warranty, helping to give you confidence on the road. For complete product and warranty details, please visit www.coopertires.com or www.coopertires.ca. And remember, go with the Coopers.
Folks, welcome back to the Crash Course Podcast. Solly here. This episode is from our July 2018 Scotland trip, one of my favorite golf courses in the world, Cruden Bay. This audio is from our Taurus Sauce Recap podcast episode. It's repurposed here for the Crash Course Podcast. Please enjoy.
We moved up the road. We woke up early and got on the road early to go up to Cruden Bay, which is just north of Aberdeen, about 2.5 hours, probably, I think it was, from St. Andrews, somewhere around there. Had a very moody day, some moody skies, a bit of rain. We were greeted there by Les, the general manager there. Is great.
Gentle soul.
Very yeah. Gentle soul. And I love it. When you have a tea time there, they give you a little, I believe it's a nip of whiskey. Whiskey with no E. We got scolded for that one. We decided that on the first tee, we're going to, for every birdie we made, we were going to do a toast. We were going to do toast for birdies.
Which I think is the most birdies
we actually made a ton of birdies at Cruden Bay.
We were all on empty stomachs at like 8:30 a.m.
So I want to hear from you guys. I got to play. I was fortunate enough to get to play Cruden Bay a couple times last year, and it really stuck out to me. And it ranks very highly on my list of courses I played in Scotland. But you guys first go around Cruden Bay. What were your initial reactions?
Cruden Bay was the course I was actually most looking forward to playing, just based on the pictures I had seen of it. It stood out to me, or I guess my preconception. The pictures were so stunning, I guess is the word that kind of I associate with Cruden Bay. The scale and the vastness and the
sprawling
green
nature of the property, really, and the dunes, and it's almost set, like I think DJ, you said, this feels more like a course set in Ireland than it does
in
Scotland.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just like a moonscape at parts, you know. It almost feels like the closest U.S. comparison is, you know, it almost feels like Stream Song and in parts, you know, where you got kind of the wild, like unpredictable dunes, rather than everywhere else in Scotland, you get kind of like the long rolling dunes.
Yeah,
that, you know, yeah, it just feels a little more organized or a little more subtle. And this is just, it's kind of crazy. It's stark and it's just really
yeah.
Cool.
That green at 14 is just kind of, it's like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
I think we had used a comparison when we went out to Bandon earlier this year, kind of Pacific Dunes, or at least I used it, kind of just being this like knockout stunner. And I think that's what Cruden Bay was to me.
Yeah.
Just the views and the visuals and the sight lines, it's just, whoa. Like, it almost overdoes the senses a little bit.
Starting from about that third hole, 3 through 9 is just an absolute tour de force. Like, it is a crazy variety, great par threes, drivable fours, some like a blind crazy par five, really long par four, the fifth hole up from the teeing from on top of the dunes, and then the seventh hole you tee off with pretty much an iron, and then you go back up through the dune, up a hill to this little green that's tucked between two dunes, and then go climb up to the top of the ninth tee, which is the ninth tee was voted the best view in Scotland, which is a 3-minute walk up to this box, but you're rewarded with a view down to the 14th green, which is the punch bowl green. You get to see the 15th green, which is the totally blind par three, that the only time you get to see the green is from the top of that. Cruden Bay that's my jam. Cruden Bay is my jam, and it's and we'll do kind of a I don't want to do too much of a ranking, but like just below Old Course and Dornick, Cruden Bay sits right there for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought, yeah. I mean, it was certainly
hard.
It's just the most stunning one that you've seen.
Right.
It's hard.
It's hard to paint the picture verbally. It is, I'm not as good a wordsmith as I need to be.
And it's hard to match up. You know, a lot of the courses that we played. I think you know the not even necessarily like the architecture, but just kind of like the shot values or the strategy of playing the courses kind of takes the forefront. You know, the visuals are kind of stay the same throughout because the land is so flat that you know I think we all kind of said it at some point during the trip that you basically get kind of numb to the fact that you're playing all of this golf right next to the ocean, and it's you basically can see the ocean
guilty.
On every hole. And Cruden Bay was the one that you just kept it just like kept upping the ante throughout, you know, with the views. And the views almost probably take away from what I thought were still like some really great golf holes.
I'll be the dissenting voice here. I didn't really care for Cruden Bay all that much. I thought the views were great, obviously. The burn, the way the burn snakes across the fairway and everything on 13, like there were some great features to it. And maybe part of it was I felt the conditioning was a little bit uneven, where it was in great shape, but I felt like the greens were just totally overwatered, to where you couldn't really, you know, you would run the ball up, but then it would just kind of stop there. And like there, the 15th hole is this kind of coffin. Is that 14 or 15?
14 is the
14
is
like this coffin punch bowl thing. That's like one of the coolest holes that we played on the entire trip, but it didn't play properly because you couldn't land it short. It would just stop. And like you had to basically fly it all the way to where your intended target was. So I wanted to like Cruden Bay more than I did, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I didn't think the architecture matched up with the piece of land.
Yeah, I certainly can understand that. I think when I think of golf courses and my how I kind of rank them, I tend to favor courses that are more that I would like to play every day. Which tend to be maybe easier walks, little smaller pieces of property. And I think Cruden Bay is more of a course that, you know, I'd like to play once a quarter. It's almost like the really nice expensive sports car you keep in the garage and you might take it out on a nice weekend for, you know, a little drive. So I certainly understand where you're coming from. For me, it's not the course I would want to play every day, but man, it is. I'm very glad we got out there, and it certainly didn't disappoint for playing at that
and
one time.
I think
time.
It's all. This is all, you know, keeping in perspective too. Like, would I rather play Cruden Bay than just about any other course in the state of Florida? Absolutely. You know, it's all relative.
And I think your comment is more related to the conditioning too. And they had mentioned they had watered the greens, especially for the competition that they have this coming week. And they had the greens and run up areas were playing softer. But I think it also your commentary it's fair, but it speaks to just how fortunate we were to get the conditions at so many other places.
And I felt like there were more weak holes out there than at some of the other holes that some of the other courses.
I think
as
the
well.
Finishing stretch was
left a lot to be desired.
Like 17, 18. I don't know. Fair to say, probably the weakest.
Like the Viking burial ground or whatever was cool on 17.
Right.
But, you know.
I don't know. I guess I think I disagree.
I definitely disagree. That's fine.
That's good. Yeah, and I don't even claim that I'm right. I might switch my own.
I hear
opinion.
What you're saying. That's cool. But maybe I disagree. Yeah, I don't know. I think that, gosh, I think there were just like some really thrilling shots in there. You know, like you said, starting with number 3, that downhill par 4 was incredible. I mean, like you it's this bombs away drivable like blind drivable par 4 basically. Mega blind, as Randy and I had a bit of a confusing ball issue and who was who. Number 4, the par 3 was great. Number 5, the long par 4 was great. 6, the kid ended up hitting it out of the blind. Par 5 burned there a little bit. I don't know. And then you get those back-to-back par 3s on the backside that were crazy. 8 with the drivable par 4. Another drivable par 4 that was phenomenal. 9 down the hill.
By drivable four, you mean like 250 yards.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Downwind. And I typically, of the four of us, probably have a harder time remembering a lot of the holes once we get done playing them. And I can sit here and rattle off all of them at Cruden Bay. I just thought it was so fun.
Usually the criticism of Cruden Bay comes at the number of blind shots and the extreme nature of the blind shots. And they do a good job of kind of explaining it in the yardage book and when they talk, and, you know, talking to Les and the starter and whatnot, preparing you for it and understanding that when this course was built, it was not built with bulldozers, and the use of the dunes was kind of old Tom Morris and Tom Simpson were the designers of the course, in that they were using that as their hazards and their architectural feature of it. And that was common in courses built in this time period, was that you had a lot of blind shots and you just,
see, I love that element of it. I thought, like, I was yeah, prepared based on everything that Les said, everything that you had said, that, you know, I was going to dislike 15 and 16. And those were two of my favorite holes out there. But I guess my criticism would just be, it felt a little bit more like the course and the layout, not the club, like the course and the layout felt more maybe impersonal. Like, it wasn't as warm and fuzzy. It's just big.
It's just a huge scale.
Yeah.
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 And I think that's just personal preference. And that was the point I was trying to make. Like, especially playing it the round after Ely, which I think is on the other side of the spectrum, where it's kind of intimate and, yeah, it has some scale. Like, I don't know. Gosh, I'm having a tough time putting this into words. But, yeah, it's just big. I like things a little bit more intimate, I guess.
I just think it's interesting you guys hated it. That's interesting to me.
Yeah, I would rank it in my probably bottom half of the courses that we played.
And probably the top 20 courses you've ever played.
I would, exactly. I would be thrilled if I could play it tomorrow.
Yeah. Any and all criticisms have to be met through the lens of legitimately you have to – inherently there has to be a bottom half of the courses that you played, and I definitely have no problem with that, and I think it is totally a personal preference thing. The first time I played some of these blind holes, I had trouble with them, and I still, the sixth hole bothers me a little bit. I just can't visually picture that one, but the 15th I've grown to actually love. The blind par three around the dune is, it's nutty, it's absolutely nutty, but it's actually really cool. So yeah, I'm totally in on Cruden Bay.